Please introduce yourself.
My name is Sarah Lewis.
And you are running for?
Ward 1 City Council here in Bell Fountain.
Why do you want to run for council?
Well, I've lived in Ohio. I've been back in the Bell Fountain area for about 4 years. I've made my rounds around the United States. This is where I'm rooted, right? I really care about this community deeply. I believe in family values. I believe in opportunities of diverse communities, being able to feel rooted in small towns. And so I really believe in Bell Fountain. I own a business in Bell Fountain. I run the homeless shelter in Bell Fountain. I truly believe in what Bell Fountain is and what it can become. And I definitely want to be a part of that government process and making it better here. Being a voice for people that are clearly not being heard in the city of Bell Fountain.
What could you do? What can the city council do specifically with you being on it to help to do better, as you said, in for the community?
Yeah. So city government is about being an accessible person. I am probably one of the most accessible people in Bell Fountain. You'll see me at Native every single day. I'm at the homeless shelter. I'm doing things in the community. I'm volunteering. Anybody can come off the street and have a conversation with me and be accessible. I just feel like our city government, they're not accessible. How am I getting a hold of anybody? I email them. Where are they at? What is our city government doing? We're not being heard. Our voices are not being heard. I think it doesn't matter what party affiliation you are in the city of Bell Fountain. It doesn't. Because things are happening against the will of the people that are living in Bell Fountain.
Such as?
We're expanding. Are we ready for this? Are we ready for that type of expansion? What are we pursuing here? We're giving tax abatements to individuals and they're getting to live a tax-free life for 15 years. How are our school systems going to deal with that? How's our infrastructure going to handle massive growth? And are we leaving pockets of people behind as we're having all this revitalization and growth? Let's think about that for just a minute.
What do you think about the two brand new annexations? The Dietrich property, which is 140-odd acres, and then the Levan property, which is approximately 46 acres.
I struggle. There's a personal opinion on that. And then I struggle to see where the voters and the people of Bell Fountain were asked to partake in that kind of expansion. It's important that the city of Bell Fountain, that the people be heard in that. I don't think that they're being given the opportunity. We have a city council who's making decisions based for an entire 14,000 population of 14,000. Where's the vote in that? That's where I'm at. Where's the liaison? Where's the spokesperson that's standing up for people to make those decisions over their own city? Does the city of Bell Fountain want that growth? It doesn't matter what I think. If I'm city council, the position is to be the voice of the people that I represent. If Ward 1 says, yeah, we want those expansions, so be it, then here I am advocating for that. But if that's not what Ward 1 is wanting, then we don't move forward with it. Then I don't advocate for that. I'm not there to speak on what I want. I'm there to speak on what the people want.